Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Just kind of wrapping up the chopping block discussion.
Grapping up the chopping block discussion.
Brandon mentioned Omar Cruz was evidently on the chopping block. That's different. Omar Cruz did his job well enough. They just needed length in the bullpen for Sunday.
And girth.
Just in case, you know, Kyle Hart didn't make it out of the first inning, they needed someone who could throw four innings. So that, by the way, Padres won the game because of that move that they made to bring up Logan Gillespie. That's why they do those moves where they bring up a guy maybe for a day, and Logan could be heading back down to AAA today.
Congratulations.
And for all his efforts and trouble, he may get a one-way ticket or at least a one-way ticket back to El Paso for the moment.
Yeah, return ticket.
He's going to return at some point because they'll need him again. I don't think you can bring, unless you put someone on the injured list, you can't bring Omar Cruz back for another couple of weeks. Right. So I don't know who else they have, but that was not a chopping block situation. That was a arms available in the bullpen situation.
Yes, 100%.
So, all right, we'll get back to the Padres. We'll talk about the losses on Friday and Saturday in a little bit, but I wanted to congratulate watch the game on Saturday night. The very impressive, maybe the most impressive win so far for SDFC as they took on the Seattle Sounders in front of another packed crowd at Snapdragon Stadium. And it didn't take long, less than 2 minutes into the match, the SDFC took the lead with the first goal and never looked back, scored twice more at the end of the first half, and went on to a 3-0 win, Woods. This is I think we were talking about it before the show. This is the most entertaining soccer team we've ever watched.
Dude.
And I get it. That's a small sample size for us, but it's fun. They're fun to watch.
We were finishing up a family movie, and it dragged on to about 7:33. And then I was, you know, I had to pull up the MLS on my Apple TV and get all signed in and everything. Game pops on the screen, and I go, what? 1-0. Just like that.
I actually missed it, too. It was like a couple minutes in. It was, and Jeppe Tverskov had already scored in the second minute to give him a 1-0 lead.
But
1-0 lead.
Hey, man, you know, the next thing you know, these guys are banging two more goals in the first half. And I'll tell you, it was the equivalent to me of, having watched this team a little bit this year, Ben, it was the equivalent to me of the Padres being up 14-1 in the fourth. To where it's like, yeah, I'm going to watch. I'm going to see what my guys can do. But it's going to be on in the background. If I've got clothes to fold, if I've got, you know, work to do, I felt so at ease with a 3-0 lead, the way that this team has played, the way that our keeper has played. I mean, he made some outstanding
saves. CJ Dos Santos has been great. Another clean sheet has been really good so far, considering he was an expansion draft pickup and was a backup in Miami, I believe, when they picked him up. And like, okay, he's been a solid starter in net.
I mean, how do you top this start for SDFC?
So that's been remarkable. 14 points in their first 7 matches so far. They haven't really played much until yesterday until Saturday with Chucky, who finally had he subbed out in the second half, but played most of the game, scored his first goal in stoppage time of the first half, and, you know, throw in Dreyer, who's been a really good pickup as their other designated player that they have right now. He set up the Godoy goal, which was a really nice one. Quick shot past the keeper that made it 2-0 late in the first half. Really solid play from SDFC. They have been really shocking a lot of those commentators. Every time I hear, the MLS commentators going, we didn't see this coming. We thought this would be kind of a bottom of the table, tough expansion year, first year for SDFC, kind of building, but it was going to take a while. No one in that league anticipated this team could get off to such a fast start right out of the gate.
They're so friggin' exciting to watch. So, so entertaining and exciting. And again, you look at that game, Ben, and you go, all right, yeah, we won 3-0. What should it have been? About 5-0? 5-6-0? I mean, the opportunities that they had, Chucky had one that I know he's probably seeing in his sleep, a chance for another goal that game. Again, dominant first half. Did exactly what you needed to do in the second half to keep them off the board. They had a couple little rushes, a little sloppy defense on our part. Gave them a couple of looks,
happened the week before against LAFC, and they gave up the 2 goals. They made it a game in that 3-0 game. I thought San Diego FC could have lost that one, but this one, never were going to lose this one.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I'm telling you again, I saw some of the pregame stuff on Twitter. It's one of the most electric atmospheres I've ever seen. And so, both kids, dad, when are we going to the game, dad? And now it's like, I don't want to go to a day game. I want to go to a night game because I want to be there for all the electricity of a night game. And also, 7:30 to us on a Saturday is basically midnight. So, we're going to really have to suck that one up. But it just looks incredible. I'm so happy that these guys have landed and landed with a purpose and a vengeance to go out and be a really good team. It's been so much fun.
So SDFC will be back out on the road this Saturday. They play at the Colorado Rapids at 6:30. And you know what that means, Woods?
Altitude,
which they lost. Didn't they lose their first game at altitude in Salt Lake City as well? So they'll have to deal with the altitude on Saturday at the Colorado Rapids.
Now, they're in, I'd say they're probably slightly better shape than I am. Slightly. You know?
We should put you in one of those bras that tracks your movement like they have with all the steps and, miles per hour that they're running.
I have this watch. It does some of that. But I just, when I was in Colorado just a couple of short weeks ago, babe, can you run downstairs and get something for me?
Sure.
Down 14 stairs and back up 14 stairs at the top of the landing going, my mother-in-law pointing at me and laughing hysterically because I'm like, carrying ski gear to the mountain. I don't know how anybody does it. Colorado professional sports should be banned. They should have their own league. Just ban them entirely. Anywhere with altitude, I'm out. You were right. I was wrong. It's the worst.
It's a real thing.
It's such a real thing, dude. Such a real thing.
Meanwhile, talking about soccer, we had Craig Childs on Friday. Congratulations to the Sockers. They won their quarterfinal match on Friday against Empire, and then their semifinal match yesterday against Baltimore 11-3, which means they advanced to the championship 2-game series.
There they go again.
Trying to win that 17th title for the San Diego Sockers. So congratulations to Craig Childs. Other local action, your Seals are... They lost again, 2 in a row now. They fell at Halifax. I don't even know. Halifax is in Nova Scotia. That's like on the other side of Canada, right?
They said it was the longest travel ever.
For anyone.
From down here to way up there.
As far down in the left corner of the United States to as far up in the right corner of Canada as you can get.
Yeah, you fly 2,600 miles. You want to come away with a dub, is my guess, and you didn't. Playoff chances are still there. But we have a game on the 18th, And we'll talk about that game here pretty shortly. But, yeah, man, this could be – you need some help, I think, which is not what you want. You want to be able to clinch, and they did not. So they're kind of up against it right now.
And our Legion lost for the second straight time after a 5-0 start to Chicago. They're still tied for first place, though, and they hit the road this week. Seals are at Albany on Saturday, so another very long road trip.
Yeah, we were setting up for a pretty miserable San Diego sports weekend after the Friday night Padres loss, the Saturday Padres loss. Thank God SDFC brought it back. The Sockers get a couple of wins. But, yeah, man, I do want to talk about – now, you're going to have to pull the majority of the weight on the Saturday game discussion. I was at the Little League fields for like 6 hours. So I kept checking my phone and I go, oh, well, I'm not missing much today at all.
I'll be honest. I don't think there's a lot of discussion to be had.
It was crap.
About Saturday's game.
That was the Pivetta game, yeah?
Yeah.
That was freezing cold. Terrible first inning again. Did not look good.
He actually got out of the first inning. It was the second inning where he ended up giving up two and walking in a run again. I mean, it was the same. It's the same theme all three games.
Yeah.
The starting pitchers just weren't the same as they were in San Diego.
Level of concern the second time. The first time through the rotation, pretty good. Actually, your two best pitchers probably give you your worst outings. Second time through the rotation, your aces have pitched really, really well. And then it started to taper off a little bit with Vasquez and Pivetta and, of course, Kyle Hart.
I'm not going to get concerned until I see it happen in non-40-degree weather.
Cool. That's fine. Yeah.
Honestly, the pitchers are not going to concern me until they keep doing this, you know, and walking a bunch of guys. And at that point, that is a huge concern. It's, you know, it's not Schilt Ball is walking 22 batters in a 3-game series, but I have to imagine that, you know, having to blow just to try to get some finger, you know, feeling in your fingertips. Those balls that they use now are so. I mean, the seams are so low already.
They're so slick
to begin with. And then you combine that with your fingers not feeling normal. You're not going to have pinpoint control. And you made the point at the beginning where the Cubs were dealing with it too. Cubs pitchers weren't very good either.
Yeah, they weren't.
For most of the series. They were also walking a bunch of guys. Padres had lots of opportunities. They just didn't cash in as well as the Cubs did on those opportunities. You know, it was the opposite story. The Padres yesterday in the win went 3-for-17 with runners in 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position. They could have scored 15-16 runs in that game, but they didn't because they weren't cashing in. And then obviously they only had one run in each of the first two games, but they had hits. They had runners on base in both of those games. A lot of, you know, double play grounders, just the opposite of the timely hitting that we saw in the first homestand. Just disappeared over the last three games. That's the nature of baseball, though. That's why you have ebbs and flows during the season, because you're not going to hit 400 with runners in scoring position all year long. You're also not going to hit 130 with runners in scoring position all year long. It's going to go up and down, and it's going to make the difference in a lot of games. And obviously Friday's close game, and we'll get into that, was certainly dictated on some of the opportunities that were and were not cashed in. Saturday, probably we're never going to win that one. That was the one of the 10 games they played. That was the one kind of stinker that the Padres have played. And if you go with the, you know, 1 out of 10 games every all season long is kind of a stinker, you're going to be in pretty good shape as a baseball team over the course of the season. So we will we'll get back to Padres talk at the bottom of the hour, but next segment is Don't Do This, and want to talk about a misstep, unforced error made by the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend that they are now apologizing for. We can talk about that.
How does it happen?
I'm curious about that as well.
How do you think you can sneak that cheese by the rat?
What did you think was going to happen?
What did you think was going to happen, you big dummies?
And a milestone for Do This when we return from a sport we don't talk about a lot.
Kind of one of those that I thought would live forever.
Well, yeah,
Apparently it didn't.
That is all coming up after our check of traffic. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday morning on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right. Hope everybody had a good weekend, and I hope at least some of the Tier 1s used the weekend to head on down to 7 Mile Casino. Take our advice and play in San Diego's best card room, is spreading some incredible action, even high-limit action, Texas Hold'em, California-style blackjack, Pai Gow poker, and Baccarat.
I think anytime we go anywhere, we want to make sure that we feel like we're being taken care of, and I do feel like you get that level of service at 7 Mile Casino. First of all, it's just easy. It's easy to get to. It's just 7 minutes from downtown, as you guys know. But when you walk in the door, it's easy to get inside, easy to sit down and start playing some California-style blackjack. In fact, the table is right dead in front of you when you walk in the door, and everything else is kind of surrounding it. And you walk to your left, there's a beautiful bar area, then the outdoor patio. You're always being taken care of with high service, high customer service at 7 Mile Casino.
It's also one of San Diego's very few 24/7 options, not just for cards, but for food as well. Sammy's 24/7 players menu, legendary. Try the Kung Pao chicken or any of the other delicious Asian favorites that they have on the 24/7 players menu. So many different reasons to head on down to 7 Mile Casino. Just hop on the 5 South toward Chula Vista, get off. It's Bay Boulevard right there on the west side. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do this. It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this on a Monday. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Your line. Don't leave your entire estate.
I said don't. I know.
Don't. Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right. Now, you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Get us started.
Saw a tweet over the weekend from Pittsburgh Clothing Company that said, just realized they replaced the Clemente logo on the right field wall with a Surfside. At PNC Park, there was the... It was a black circle with a white 21 in it, representing the great, great Roberto Clemente.
Right on the fence.
Yep.
Down the right field line.
Yep.
Big number 21.
Correct. Roberto Clemente Jr. retweeted it and just said, wow. And so then he had a statement. It said, yesterday I was shocked to learn that the Clemente 21 sign, a tribute to my father on the right field wall at PNC Park at Pittsburgh, had been removed and replaced by an advertisement. This change was made without any communication or consultation with our family. While we appreciate that the Pirates acknowledge their failure to inform us, it reveals a broader issue, a lack of meaningful collaboration between the organization and on matters that are deeply personal, historically significant to us and the fans. The outpouring of support from fans in Pittsburgh across the country has been overwhelming. Goes on to say, we've always been open to building a sincere and lasting partnership with the Pirates. Our hope is that this moment serves as an opportunity on reflection, paving the way for a more thoughtful, transparent, collaborative relationship moving forward. I intend to reach out to the Pirates directly to explore this further.
So why doesn't the Clemente family appreciate a good vodka seltzer canned cocktail
Surfside? That's what Surfside is.
Yeah, like hard lemonades and hard Arnold Palmers with iced teas. I mean, that is a fitting tribute, I think,
maybe put
to the legendary Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe slap it right next to the 21, the circle with 21 in it. And the Pirates came back with a statement from Travis Williams. He's the president of the Pirates. He said, we did not intend to disrespect the legacy of Roberto Clemente. When we added the advertisement to the pad, it was an oversight not to keep the 21 logo. This is ultimately on me, not anyone else in the organization. It was an honest mistake. We will be adding the number 21 logo back to the pad. This is an area we've used for many years for advertisements. We added an additional element to honor the legacy of Roberto. It was a replica of the Three Rivers signage honoring him. He says, look, we want to make sure the Clemente family understands we intended no disrespect. We look forward to continuing our relationship with the Clemente family. Apologize to them and our fans. It doesn't sound like you guys have much of a relationship with the Clemente family based on what Junior said.
It's not just kind of an insensitive oversight. It's also just dumb because here's how you should handle this. Because I understand that advertising space is valuable in a stadium and you're trying to make money. So I get that they want to sell ads if they can on the wall. What you do if you want to do that is you have a big ceremony and say, we want to put Roberto Clemente's number in a new, even more prominent space.
Yep.
And we invite his family and we do a big event. And then you promote the heck out of that to sell even more tickets for that game. And then when you move the Clemente sign somewhere else, then all of a sudden, oh, now we have this wall space that happens to be open for our vodka cocktail ads that we want to put out there. And no one cares because you just did a big old, we're honoring Clemente. We're going to put it over here now. You're going to love our new spot that we've picked for it, when really you're kind of just opening up some ad space.
Yep.
But could have had two wins. Instead, they have a big L on their hands in Pittsburgh.
Now, this is such a common thing in baseball. You know, you hear about it, and the late, great Peter Seidler kind of made it his mission to bring some of the old Padres back into the fold that hadn't previously felt very welcome. Mm-hmm. Tim Flannery coming to mind. Jake Peavy, another one, right?
Yep.
So important to do. Honoring your team's history. I understand that you turn the page and it's a new era and all that, but to not honor some of the guys that gave, you know, everything they had to this organization for a long time, it's a tough look for teams, and especially when it's Roberto Clemente, especially when it's him.
Pirates
It'd
did
be like
get
them moving a Tony Gwynn statue or a Tony Gwynn.
Right. And then putting an advertisement.
Homage yeah, and putting, you know, Spiro's Mediterranean Grill
right.
or something.
Yeah. So, Pirates did get a walk-off win in 11 innings over the Yankees yesterday on a Tommy Pham
coming through
base hit. But before you miss Tommy Pham too much, he's now hitting 100 with a 133 slugging percentage after his walk-off hit for the Pirates.
Better than Yuli.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right. Story number two, and this is just kind of funny. So, the Colorado Rockies were ready to call up one of their young rookie prospect pitchers, Chase Dahlander, but they wanted to do the whole surprise, you know, let him know in Albuquerque that he was going to get called up to the big league. So you set up the secret camera and you call him in for the meeting.
I saw it on my Instagram feed the other night.
And they did it. But
it's always great.
Little did everybody know that Dahlander already was almost certain that he was getting the call as he went into that meeting because of a text.
They did
just
the whole,
received.
Yeah, they did the whole, you know, bring your scouting report for the next game, the minor league game. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm charting everybody. Yep. And actually, I don't think you're going to need those because you're not going to be facing those guys.
But he had already known it. I'll let him tell the story because he told reporters about it once he got the call up to the big league.
Right before I got called to the office, I got a text from the hotel saying, hey, we're looking forward to ending your stay. And I was like, oh, like I started, immediately my heart dropped and I was like, what's going on? And then I walk in and thankfully our pitching coach, Mahalik, played it off really well and was like, hey, let's just go over the scouting report. It's like, sounds good. And I looked up and I saw the camera and I was like, is this happening right now?
So, yeah, the Colorado Rockies are scheduled to play this week in, where are they? Well, wherever they're going, that city, the hotel, had already sent him his room reservation. And he goes, well, that's not where the minor league team's going. That's where the big league team is. So
that's pretty awesome.
Apparently someone with the club, the traveling secretary, has already made a hotel reservation for me. And
yeah.
I know exactly where I'm going. So, nope, you didn't surprise me at all.
Got the push notifications on, and
yeah.
we are looking forward to welcoming you to the Four Seasons, wherever they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Press Y to confirm your
reservation. Press Y. I love that. I love that. I think that's great. I mean, for him,
it's actually inadvertently a really cool way to find out you're going to the big leagues.
1,000%. And he's a young kid. He's used to getting news via text message. So he's like, oh, going to the big leagues. Now watch them try to do a bit on me, and I already know I'm going. It's pretty solid.
I did see the first comment in the video that we just played of him talking about that story. He goes, we can't even call somebody up the right way.
Hey, I'm not saying anything disparaging about the Colorado Rockies.
That's true.
Who come to town.
We're not tempting fate.
This weekend.
They already hate you.
They hate me, but I hate them. Because they own us. So this is like probably the biggest series of the year coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We've said it all along.
Not to oversell
you have
it.
You have to beat the Rockies
you
this
have
year.
To. I mean, there's just no two ways about it, Benny. And finally, for doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Talk a lot in sports radio and sports fandom about the unbreakable records. And when I was a kid, you know, I think all of us kind of thought, oh, Wayne Gretzky, the great one. Nobody's ever going to score more goals than Wayne Gretzky until Alex Ovechkin came along and started scoring goals at a prodigious rate. And you start to map it out, you know, 10 years ago. Well, if he keeps up this pace, he could do it, blah, blah, blah. And he did it. He finally won and took over. He is now, they call him the Great Eight, Benny, is now the greatest goal scorer in NHL history, topping Wayne Gretzky for his 895th career goal. He is number one on hockey's all-time list. I believe he scored two on Friday,
Tie the record.
To tie the record.
Didn't want to get it with an empty net, though, at the end of the game. So he said, we're not going to do it that way. Waited.
I love.
That's awesome. And then got it
crazy.
Over the weekend. Here's what it sounded like against the New York Islanders.
This is Capitals Radio Network.
Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
pretty good call.
Now, you wonder, well, did he have like a longer career than Gretzky? The real irony is Gretzky did his 894 goals in 1,487 games in his career. That was game number 1,487.
Wow.
For Alex Ovechkin. So in the exact same number of games, he scored one more goal than Wayne Gretzky. But for all the Gretzky defenders out there, in the NHL, they really care about points, which is goals plus assists. Gretzky's still about 1,200 ahead of Ovechkin when you count the assists as well.
Oh, my God.
He has over 1,200 more assists in addition to all those goals.
Wow.
Then he also set up his teammates more than he even set up himself over his career. And that's why he is the great one and will never be passed all time in that in that category.
Pretty cool moment, though.
And that is Don't and Do Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. Padres suffered their first two losses of the season on Friday and Saturday. What went wrong in those games? We will we'll talk more about the two games against the Cubs next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, though, wanted to tell you on this fine Monday morning, if you woke up this morning in pain with pain in your joints, your knees, your hips, your shoulder, your back, your wrists, whatever it may be, got to call QC Kinetics today. They can get you back to doing the stuff that you love sooner than later. Did about five treatments on my wrists, and they are now stronger than they've ever been. Really stronger than they were before. It's truly crazy. The medical pros at QC Kinetics right here in San Diego, they are on the case, focused to finally get you the relief that you need. If you've got that debilitating joint pain, give them a call today. Get your life back. 619-614-PAIN is their number. Now is the best time to get started. They will give you a free consultation when you call. See if you're a good fit for what it is that they do. Live a healthier life free of harmful meds. That is the mission of QC Kinetics. They want you to get back on that surfboard, on that bicycle, on that golf course, because life is too short to be sitting there in pain, not doing the things that, you know, fuel your fire, man. That's exactly why I went to QC Kinetics. They've helped me tremendously. Call them today, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. Let them know when you call, hey, Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent me over.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Who do I like this week?
Masters week, buddy.
It is Masters week. Masters Monday at Augusta National. First major of the year coming up. Rory McIlroy still trying to get that career grand slam. Has two wins already this season. Has been one of the hot golfers. But it was talking about, I think, like some sort of shoulder injury he's been dealing with as well.
Should try QC Kinetics.
Affect him. Who knows? Haven't seen any of the LIV golfers in forever. But they'll be back. DeChambeau, I think, played well this weekend at Doral. Brooks Koepka, can he come back and win some more majors as well? Even Phil Mickelson's even been playing well. He's always a threat at Augusta National. So got a lot of intriguing storylines on the golf course this week.
And a severe lack of productivity, I think, in this country for a lot of men on Thursday and Friday, and then this weekend, just kind of brace yourselves. You know, a lot of guys are going to want to be glued to the TV watching the golf tournament. We have a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, which is the worst time to have a.
Oh, right. The back nine on Sunday is transpiring, and you're going to miss it all.
I love Sunday at Augusta. I love Saturday.
Plus,
at Augusta.
We'll be missing the Padres game against the Rockies at the same time Sunday.
It's great. It's really good timing by that. So
poor timing.
I know. Very, very poor timing, but that's what DVR is for.
The segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half.
Go back and watch sporting events on DVR?
I do, actually. I went back and watched some of yesterday's game.
You don't do what Elo does, though.
No.
Turn off your phone so you don't find out what happened.
Guys, DVR, I don't, like, hey, so-and-so got killed in the White Lotus last night. I'm like, oh, cool, I'll go back and watch it. I don't, get spoiled. I don't flip out about that. I'm kind of the one like, hey, what happened? Tell me, and I'll go back and watch it. Like, I don't care. I don't care about spoilers. Not even really a little bit. Because I know I'm going to go watch it, and I'll have my own reaction. So I don't really care about spoilers. But for as far as sporting, it is kind of a beating. So, like, yesterday was a perfect example. We're in the dugout. We're playing a doubleheader yesterday. We were at the field all day, just crisping, you know, just roasting. And we got the game on a little bit. But we're playing a good team. We kind of want to focus on the game at hand. And we're kind of looking at the score. Paulie's like, oh, we're down one. Oh, we're down two. Oh, we're back into one. I'm like, oh, we actually won. But I heard the first inning was so whack that I had to go back and watch it yesterday instead of just going, hey, Padres win 8-7 or whatever. Like, I had to go back and watch it.
I don't know if
I've
ever seen back-to-back balks to score two runs.
I know. It was wild.
It's crazy.
And he's just in the spin cycle,
yeah.
You know, of like, what did I do wrong? What am I doing here?
I tweeted about it. You said you liked my tweet.
Yeah, I liked your tweet yesterday.
And I wasn't really trying to specifically just defend. By the rules, probably is a balk, but I feel like Major League Baseball, you know, you're trying to get more fans to appreciate and enjoy the game. And the balk, those technical balk calls that no one, even the announcers, go, I didn't see it. I don't understand it. It's not good for the sport when Mudd and Don are going up there and like, I can't figure out what they're calling. Why are you stopping the game for 3 minutes to decide if it's a balk? If it was that close, just let him keep playing. Like, you know, I don't think he was specifically trying to deceive anybody. Now, if you have a real problem where a guy's legitimately, like, you know, stopping and starting in a manner to deceive the batter or the runner, yeah, you got to call it and keep the game fair. But it's not what Logan Gillespie was doing there. So I think that, you know, they should adjust maybe their enforcement of mock rules or maybe tweak the rule a little bit just to make it less complex for even savvy baseball fans that don't know exactly what a balk is.
It's crazy, too, because there's certain ones. Like, for example, guy yesterday in the last thing was – he was just rolling right through a set. So he was kind of quick pitching. That's a balk, right? Like, you can't do that.
You have to come to a complete stop.
He's trying to, and I don't know that he was doing it intentionally. He was just a fast worker, but that's trying to deceive. You're trying to deceive somebody there. Dropping a ball, you know, making a mistake, like, okay, I get it. I know what you're saying, but like,
we're pitching out of the windup versus
turn your
the
mic on.
Why
pitching you, out of the windup versus the stretch with a runner on third base.
Right.
You know, you have to declare which one it's going to be at that point, or it's a balk. That's a technicality sort of thing. So,
Bat Dan said, I don't think Woods is a sports fan because he doesn't mind getting sports broadcast spoiled. I really don't. Like, I'm down to get a score. And then go back and watch. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I'm down to get the score and go, all right, Padres lose 12-1. I'm like,
see, that's me
every time.
I've never like if there was one crazy play or one crazy highlight, I know I'll see that highlight eventually.
Yes.
Like Saturday night, for example, I think is a perfect one. I was watching the Final Four.
Yep.
And by the time those games ended, I saw, San Diego FC's playing. Let's check in on them.
Right.
And they already scored three goals. I didn't think I need to restart this broadcast and go to the beginning and watch them.
Yeah.
It's already happened. I'm good.
Some people are very, like Chris Ello's very, my dad and my brother.
You just have to turn your phone off if you're Ello, right?
See, my dad and brother will text me about Notre Dame, right? And they'll go, hey, no, my brother will say, his son Owen. Owen's got baseball all day. Don't text me. Hell yeah. Don't text me anything. Okay. My dad, I'm playing golf today. Don't tell me about the Irish. Don't text me. Hell yeah. Don't text me anything. I'm like, okay.
I think you just have to turn your phone off.
But if I'm coaching Little League and the Irish are playing and somebody texts me, hell yeah, ND, I'm not like, you dumb bastard, throw my phone across the room. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, can't wait to see what happened.
So Ello was in Peoria, did their last show in Peoria on the same day that the Aztecs in North Carolina played in the play-in game, and he knew he had to drive home. And so he DVR'd it, and he wasn't going to get back until like midnight because they did their afternoon show, and he was going to miss the whole thing. So he had the phone off the whole time, and I couldn't stop thinking about him knowing he is waiting until midnight
to
watch that absolute drubbing of a game.
Drubbing of a game. Like,
I was like, I wish I could have just saved him. Like, please, Lori, just tell him. Don't even watch. Just go to bed. It's not worth
watch the first 2 minutes and then just remember it's going to be like that for the next 38 minutes.
Don't you want to know, hey man, it didn't go our way today. It's not something you really want to see. That's how it was Saturday. I was at the field all day.
It's not like, hey, it was a great game. North Carolina just made some buckets at the end, hit a huge shot to win it. And like, no.
It was an ass whipping.
We got bodied. We were out of it 30 seconds into the game.
Pretty much.
Don't watch.
Our lead in that game? Did we have a lead?
It was maybe for like
30 seconds
to two or something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. So Saturday was kind of one of those games for the Padres. If you popped it in 7-1. You didn't really need to watch anything after that. You missed not very much. We'll get to that coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I believe I started but didn't finish telling you that this segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent. Today. Yeah, Saturday's game, kind of got away early from Nick Pivetta, who very similarly to Kyle Hart, maybe not to quite as much extremes, had trouble finding the strike zone, looked like he had trouble getting feel with his grip, walked three batters in three innings, was constantly in and out of traffic and trouble, got out of the first inning, but then walked in a batter in a two-run second inning, gave up the solo home run to Dansby Swanson in the third, and his pitch count was already like around 80. So they had to go quickly to the bullpen in that game. Alec Jacob came in, gave up the three-run home run to Carson Kelly. It was 7-1, and pretty much all she wrote for the Padres in their just probably the worst game. Yeah, definitely the worst game they had played out of their first 10 this season.
Yeah. How about the start that Carson Kelly has gotten off to for the Chicago Cubs? Hit for the cycle in his first game, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it was opening day, yeah.
And then, I mean, it's one of those things like, hey, man, I'm the backup catcher. Maybe you start giving me some more looks. He is on fire for those guys. But, yeah, just an ugly, kind of forgettable, cold weather, flush it and move on type of day.
I would say Matthew Boyd, who was the starter, the lefty for the Cubs that day, maybe the only pitcher starter in the series who seemed immune to the cold. And he came from Detroit, right? I don't know if that was part of it, just maybe a little more used to pitching in the cold, but Nick Pivetta came from Boston. It's kind of cold. But he looked good. Six innings, five hits, one walk, five strikeouts. Had a couple of chances against him, but they were never able to really capitalize and get back into that game. So Nick Pivetta suffers his first loss with the Padres as they drop their second in a row. Now, I thought Friday's game was simply two teams, both played decent games, and came down to, as so many baseball games do, really small moments in that game. Randy Vasquez, just like all the other pitchers in the first inning, had trouble finding his grip in the cold, couldn't quite get his control, and walked in a run in the first inning as the Padres fell behind. But they quickly came back and tied it on the Martin Maldonado solo home run.
As we all speculated.
Just ambushed a really tough show to Imanaga, who was also nasty. He was good in that series as well. And then it was a 1-1 game until the fifth inning, when Vasquez was looking to complete five solid innings, had two outs, a runner on first, and Kyle Tucker at the plate. 3-2 pitch, lights up the corner right on the edge, but doesn't get the call. And it ended up being huge because after that, Vasquez lost the plate again and walked in two more guys.
It missed.
Well, it lit up the zone.
It didn't.
It went all the way white.
They showed the slow. It missed it by a hair.
Like, did it?
Yes. It missed
I just looked at the dot, and I thought they dotted it up.
They brightened the dot, when it comes across the plate, the dot will always brighten. I
thought it's empty if it's a ball.
No,
it's full if it's a strike.
They lit it up, but they also showed that it missed. And I was listening to Elo talk about it too. I was driving home from an appointment, and I went, "Oh yeah, I saw," because I was watching my phone too, and I went, "I mean, he missed." Now, was it an egregious miss? No. Is it too close to take 3-2? Yes, but he didn't offer.
And then he had a couple infield grounders. I mean, Xander made a nice play, but then threw to second. To me, I think that was probably instinctually the right go to the short base. He just didn't realize that the runner
Justin Turner
was so
lumbering
close to second base already. Justin Turner was going to first.
Exactly.
Say a Suzuki got a really great jump though. So, you know, he's diving, he can't see where the runners are, and he thought, "I'm better off going to the short base," and he got it off really quickly. And Suzuki just beat it, and then that scored the one run, and then Manny booted the grounder that was,
back-to-back days,
uncharacteristic for Manny, but he also made a sensational play yesterday to help make up for it. And then the Padres were never able to cash in on any of their other opportunities.
Credit to
ended up losing that 3-1 game.
Credit to Imanaga. I mean, he was outstanding. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he was.
That's two lefties in a row that got him too, Benny.
I wonder if lefty, that's going to be a thing?
If that's going to be the bit.
For the Padres this year?
I feel like it was last year. I could be wrong, but I feel like it was
early in the season. Then I think later in the season they kind of
figured it out.
You just never think the Padres should struggle against lefties.
When
you have guys like Tatis and Machado who tend to torture lefties.
Yep.
Why is it that the team struggles against left-handers?
You just don't see them a lot, man. You just don't get a lot of looks. So, you know, it is what it is. And like you said, they started this way last year against left-handed starters, and you know, they figured it out eventually. But I'm not overly concerned about it. But it's just something to look at the first couple of days.
Same day, of course, the Dodgers suffered their first loss of the season on Friday against the Phillies.
And, this is a good series.
Ended up losing 2 of 3, just like the Padres did. They lost Friday and Sunday, 8-7 yesterday. They had some control issues as well. Tyler Glasnow walked 5 in just 2 innings in that game. Now, he got off the hook because the Dodgers came back and tied it, but the Phillies were able to win. So the Padres and Dodgers both have 2 losses. And now it's the Giants with 1 loss who have taken over first place in the NL West as they swept their second straight series, 7th in a row. Wilmer Flores had a walk-off single to complete the sweep of the Mariners yesterday.
He's been a monster.
5-4.
He's been a monster
for
them, too.
Will Uhr has been a huge monster for Boston.
Yep.
And Will Murr has been very good for the Giants. Not as good as Will Uhr.
No, few have been as good.
Are
as
they related?
Will. I don't know. I don't know.
It's Wilmer and Willier.
I mean, it sounds.
They're both Flores. It sounds like something parents might do, but I don't actually know if they're related or not. Look that up for me. But the Giants have been the surprise of baseball so far this season. I mean, we figured they'd be okay, but this start 8-1. Now they played Seattle and Cincinnati, and they haven't played great teams, but you don't know who's good and who's not at this point in the season.
One is Flores, one is Abreu, so no, they're not brothers. I'm looking at it like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah. That's right. Well, you're Abreu.
Yeah, Abreu, not Flores.
No wonder they're not related.
Yeah.
The Jesse Agler thing, Kyle Tucker and Kyle Hart, not related.
Not related. Just happened to share the first.
No relation.
Am I losing my mind? I'm like, something's off about this. No, they have different last names. So, no, not related.
Just close first names.
Yeah, close first names. Jesus,
good
Benny.
Point.
It's Monday. Mind. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
This is your excuse on Friday.
I know. No. It's Monday this week. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Nationals came back to win the last 2 games of their series against the Diamondbacks with a 5-4 win against Arizona. The Mets sweep their home opening series against the Blue Jays. They beat them 2-1 yesterday. They had a walk-off, I think, on Saturday. The Brewers have bounced back to .500 after their slow start. They beat the Reds 8-2 and took 3 of 4 from the Cincinnati Reds. Jackson Churio had also gotten off to a bit of a slow start, but he had 2 home runs yesterday for Milwaukee. And then the Rangers continue their hot start. They're tied with the Padres for the 3rd best record in baseball at 8-2 after they got a Jonah Heim walk-off single to complete a sweep of the Rays. So think about that. There are 3 teams in the NL West that have the 3 best records in all of baseball through the first 10 games of the season.
Wow, man.
And then the Rangers have the best record in the American League at 8-2, tied with what the Padres are in 3rd place in their own division.
Yeah, somebody tweeted yesterday, it was talking baseball, said the NL this NL West is already getting real fun. And I quote tweeted, said, define fun. There's nothing fun about the Giants being 8-1, the Dodgers being 9-2, the Padres being 8-2, either. The Diamondbacks, at 5-5, and of course, the terrifying Colorado Rockies at 2-7, just lying in the weeds waiting to strike at Petco Park. So, but yeah, it's, I guess if you look at it, yes, it's super fun to see three teams, starting off the season like an absolute juggernaut. But that's not my definition of fun is being 8-2 and your next closest team being 3-7. That's fun to me.
Now, obviously, you don't. I don't think the Giants are going to keep this up. Is this going to be a season like when they won 107 and finished a game ahead of the Dodgers?
I think we said that for 5 out of 6 months. There's no way they're going to keep this
correct.
Up. They can't stay this hot for a
whole season. They'll fall off.
If that was the case, and then the Dodgers like finished as the first wild card and the Padres as the second wild card, like they are right now.
Yeah.
Potters and Dodgers would have to play in the wild card series 2 out of 3 to start the postseason. You still couldn't avoid the Dodgers.
Yamamoto, Glasnow, and Shohei.
I don't know. Right. I mean, we said short series is better. Maybe you want to get the Dodgers in the 3-game wild card series instead of the 5-game division series.
That's true.
If you're going to meet them. So go Giants.
Go Giants.
No idea. It's just a crazy start to the season in the NL West.
And when do we, like, we don't play the Dodgers till June. I don't know when the Dodgers and Giants play. Like, we need some cannibalization going on here from each other. But when do we play the Giants, even? I have no idea. So I'm looking at one game ahead. I'm looking
The Rockies are the first divisional opponent coming up this week.
We know how those go. So, holy cow. It's fun. I mean, I guess it is fun.
Have a great start.
No,
first one, and they still ended up winning.
Still
that game.
Man. They're playing really well. Playing really well. Old Sleepy Bob's got them going.
All right, we'll have more Padres talk coming up in our 8 o'clock hour at 8:35. Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, our Ben and Woods Lynn Sider, is going to join us to help us wrap up the weekend and look ahead. Padres headed to Sacramento. In fact, I think they are already there. Spent the night in Sacramento. First time they have done so as a Major League Baseball franchise getting ready to take on the Athletics, who aren't off to a great start, but they're a dangerous team. They've got some hitters. You know, and that ballpark sounds like it can play pretty crazy based on the first few games of the season that they've been there.
Better have a lead, and you better have it early.
Yeah.
Or you get Mason Miller.
Oh, that's a good point. You get some home runs in that place.
You can hit some bombs there.
All right, we'll come back with our 8 o'clock hour of Ben and Woods next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.